That is going to be my new intro. This meeting is being recorded because Zoom does that, brother. We were just talking. You got daddy duties coming up, man. So we got to do a quick interview today. Chris, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Protectors.
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday. It feels like a Monday, though. It's a good weekend. And
yeah, man.
Grinding it out, man. Grinding all day.
Grinding. It's an absolute grind every day, 24/7, whether that's taking care of family or if it's working the business, man. You always got to keep grinding.
Yeah, man, I can't stay still. So if I have nothing to do, it's actually a problem. I would rather have too much to do than just be chilling at home doing nothing. So rather be busy than bored, for sure.
That's the truth, man. You know, I talk to a lot of veterans. I talk to a lot of law enforcement people, a lot of emergency responders. And when they don't have something to do, when they're not grinding, when they're not hustling, whether that's like, you know, just having a lot of different things around the house or doing something, that is when you really get to those dark times, man. And you got to keep busy.
It's like, man, it's like a disease. Boredom's a disease, man. Like you, that's when you start getting crazy and thinking of crazy stuff. And you stay busy, man. If you have goals, you're trying to obtain them, you're always going to have something to do. You're always going to be on track. So tell people all the time, get some new goals, man, if you're bored.
That's the thing, though, is like, you know, with your background in sports, the same thing with your whole family, is you have this adrenaline. You need to expend that adrenaline, whether that's now in your new mission with not even a new mission anymore with Ice Shaker, or if it's doing something else. You have to have an outlet, man. You have to have an outlet because that's the next mission, man. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your outlet after the sports games.
Yeah, man. So for me, it was a transition that was something I never thought was going to happen. I actually transitioned out of the NFL and went into a business with my wife. She started a customization company, and it took off, man. It was exploding. It was a great market to be in. And she did it after my third year when, you know, she was sick of trying to find a new job in every city that we went. So it's like, I'm done interviewing. I'm going to find a way to work from home. So she did. And, you know, pretty soon I realized there was a great market there. I went into it myself, and I kept busy. I was probably working probably close to 100 hours a week, just starting this business. And I didn't mind the work, man. I actually stopped working out. I was just working all day, every day, waking up in the morning, working till like 10 PM. And I was so busy, I didn't even realize how fast time was going by and how much I was really working. But that helped me a lot with the transition because it really took my mind off of sports. I didn't, you know, get depressed or anything about, you know, not making a team or being hurt or coming back from injury or anything like that. It was just, hey, you know, I fell into something else that I'm doing really well with. Let's just keep building this out.
It's, you know, it's okay. NFL, you're not putting your life on the line. You could die, obviously, but it's a really tough sport. But I always equate it to kind of being like a tier one operator or someone come from the special operations forces. And their career is either over suddenly due to a medical issue, or they retire and they have to move on to something else, but they're at the top of their game. And now you transition. And I see so many operators going into business because it's the same type of drive. Let's talk about that thread, that first, like, you know what, this can be the next thing. I'm not over here anymore doing the top tier type stuff, but now I can make this into my own top tier. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of people, they have the drive to do it. What they don't have is necessarily the knowledge to do it. So my biggest thing and one of my biggest mistakes, I think, and the thing that took me the longest to realize was, you know, building that same team, like that same atmosphere that you have when you are an operator, when you are in the military. It's such a good structure, but it's already pre-built for you. So you don't learn how to build it. You're just in it and you don't realize how great it is until you leave and you try to start your own business. And then you sit back and say, wow, man, what that structure they have, you know, everything they built out and all the steps and everything that's done to get you ready is actually super impressive. You know, that's when you really realize how impressive it is to have built out that structure that they have. And then you have to then implement that into your business. You have to get everyone on the same page. And it's very hard in business because it's not the same as sports or the military where there's one goal. Everyone's looking to achieve that goal. And if you don't, it's going to hurt everyone. in business, a lot of people are just showing up trying to get a paycheck. And that's the only reason they're there. They're not trying to help you win. They're not trying to help you make money. They're not trying to reach for a goal. They're just going to show up because they have to be there and they're trying to make a couple bucks and that's it. And then they're going to put no effort in. So you have to realize that, and you have to build a structure to get everyone on that same page so they do want to win.
I never thought about that in the concept. You know, it just, I had this epiphany when I'm talking to you. Like, the NFL is almost like, it's almost like a military team. Exactly, where you have, like, you know, your objective is to win that game on Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whatever days they're playing nowadays. But, and you have to go through the whole concept of the operation of, like, you know what, hey, you know what, this is our plans for this week. We're going up against this quote unquote enemy. We have to do this, this, and that. And you're with a team. You're at a team and you all know what you're doing. But then when you bring that into the business world, exactly what you just said, a lot of people are showing up to get a paycheck. That's why I see all these recruitment firms trying, getting hired out to hire the right people. How did you build your team into the Ice Shaker team? And before we go on, I'm going to show you, I've shown you before, I got my original OSD Ice Shaker. We're going to go into Ice Shaker in a little bit because I'm sold. You sold me. I didn't even realize it was the Gronk brothers doing this. Are you doing it? I really didn't. I was like, oh, I love this thing. But how did you build that team, that initial team? And let's talk about some of the pitfalls, because it's not always easy.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, we got to talk about the pitfalls first, because it was super hard, man. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, you run and you get friends and family, and you just try to keep it close, right? And you can't. You know, once it gets too big, that's not possible anymore. You have to go out and you have to hire people. And once you do, they have to know exactly what they're doing as well. So the pitfalls were plentiful at first. And I would say most of them were my fault. First off, I didn't know what I was looking for. Second off, I wasn't giving them the responsibilities that I wanted them to fulfill. And I wasn't training them very well either. So I was so controlling. I wanted to do everything myself. So I'll give someone a responsibility and then, you know, I kind of just pull it back. And I never really teach them to the level that I knew it. Because, you know, I almost felt like I was losing control. And as an entrepreneur, that's probably the worst thing you can do, because you can't control everything. There's not enough time in the day to have all the responsibility on your plate. And all it was doing was stopping me from growing. So hiring wise, what I started to do then was I would figure it out. I would put the process in place and I'd do it myself and I'd master it. So if it was sales or it was marketing, it was email marketing, Facebook ads, whatever it was, I would actually master it myself. I get to a point where I felt really good about it. I knew everything about it. And then I'd say, all right, it's time to hire someone now. And then I would look for someone with that skill set. And I knew they had that skill set because I knew what I was doing. So I bring them in, I test them and ask them, I'd have them show me what they're doing. And then if they could do it and it all matched up to what they said they can do, we're good to go. And then from there, I'd still, you know, then it would work with them and really try to also learn from them at the same time and let them implement things that I didn't know that could make us all better together. So that was always a big emphasis that I would put out there as well. Like, hey, this is how I do it. I think this is the best way, but if there's a better way, please show me, because I would love to learn myself. And you know, we're here to learn. We're a small business. I'm not going to force you to do something a certain way if there's a better way to do it. So that's how I started hiring, man. I'd master it first, put everything in place, and then I'd bring someone in to take it over for me and teach them the best that I knew to do the best job that they could.
What was the most humbling experience when you started building this team? You know, because I see, you know, with the background in the NFL, like being in the game and being like, wow, you know, you're looking around at like thousands of thousands in person, then millions watching you. And then, wow, you know, you're opening a small business and you're like, I've got to do this. I've got to win. But how do I do it? What's something that really like pinged you and said, oh man, what did I get myself into?
That was the first day I got the product in, man. You know, you're so excited. You wait, feels like forever. Went through like 20 different prototypes and tested everything. The one thing I didn't want to happen was to have a bottle that leaked. So, you know, did all these different seals, like did everything right. And I finally get the bottle in hand. And, you know, the one issue we never had was with the pop tops always sealed. They always work great. And, ordered 10,000 bottles. The first shipment we got, I filled up the first two, perfect. Filled up the third one, flipped it upside down, just leaked all over the floor. And I'm like, there's no way this is happening right now. So that was definitely the first humbling experience for me. The next couple of months, I changed out every single lid. We had to get new lids shipped in, changed out every single one. Had like super massive forearms, man, from just twisting these lids off all day. And that was the first thing where I was like, man, if I didn't love what I was doing, I would have gave up on it right then and there, because it was just, it's a ton of work, man. It could be the greatest idea in the world. First off, you got to let people know about it, which is extremely hard to do. But second off, you know, you're not even necessarily doing what you started doing in the first place. You kind of become this problem solver as an entrepreneur. You're just figuring out things that you're like, man, I never thought I would know how to use, you know, Photoshop or YouTube, Facebook ads, like sourcing product. Like it gets insane, man. But you kind of just become like this ultimate problem solver at the end of the day.
Self-marketing is tough, man. Self-marketing a product, and you have to be 100% behind it, because that is your product, man. So you get this product, it's good to go, and you're like, huh, what's next? What's another way to do this? We go to Shark Tank. Yep. I tell you, man, I saw that one before, but I didn't put two and two together before we set up the interview. I watched it again over the weekend, and I'm like, this is the funnest Shark Tank I've seen. So let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, I got the product. I had no like actual business plan or anything. So when I received it, like I had no clue what to do. I went right to Amazon first, and that was my first strategy, was to get to the top of Amazon. And I did that just by researching all the good listings and seeing what they had in common. And then I started doing those same things. So like pictures, keywords, descriptions, all that. I started putting them together in a similar fashion, and all of a sudden I was ranked number 3 for Shaker Bottle. My sales took off. That in-person shows. And then that was the one thing I had up my sleeve the whole time, was this opportunity to go on Shark Tank. So I knew that before I started the company, that I had this email from my agent from 2013. And it was I think it was 2012 actually, asking if any current or former NFL players wanted to get on the show Shark Tank. So I had this saved, and like in my mind, it was this whole game plan. Like, you know, I'm going to have a couple months to sell. I'm going to, you know, sell like crazy. Then I'm going to pitch to them, and then I'm going to sell like crazy, get on the show and get like this massive valuation. Right. And so that was it, man. Like, I got the product in January. I knew that they were going to film the next season in June. So I had this 6-month window. At month 3, I contacted them and I reached out. I had about $25,000 in sales at that point. And I said, hey, you know, I have this cool product. There's a proof of concept behind it. Like, I think it's good enough to go on the show. And, was lucky enough to get on. And then I was able to pitch at 6 months to the Sharks.
That is incredible, man. That is. My experience with the ice shakers, OSD had it. And, you know, I've had the plastic bottles. I've had the warm ass protein powder in there, and it sucks. I've had water bottles, and the first thing they do is they leak. And I'm hoping that this bottle doesn't leak, but I'm guaranteeing it won't. So I got one. I ordered one from Ice Shaker. So everybody out there, when you hear the pop, it really does.
Yeah, you got to double click it too, man.
You got to double click it. I'm like, oh, here, shaking it. And there we go.
We've had people.
No, nothing.
Man.
And this was awesome, because it's like, it's got the restricted tag on it, but I did throw the protector sticker on there a while ago.
Heck yeah.
So Ice Shaker, man, I'm sold on them. I have every bottle you can imagine upstairs, from Hydro Flask to everything else. But like you said, they don't have the pop top. You're not just going to open up a Hydro Flask and just start jamming down some protein powder mix or anything like that. You can't. You really need to do something like this. You really need something like this. It does have the other thing that I absolutely love, is this little carry handle on it. So I love the Ice Shaker, man. And I love that you teamed up with OSD, and you're also teaming up with a lot of other military type things. I saw today, I was looking at your website, you have these this military package thing where you're giving proceeds to other organizations. So you're actually thinking outside the box of not just profit inducing, but you're also looking out at charities and stuff like that too, brother. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely, man. Yeah, we've donated thousands of bottles through OSD to our active military. We work with FitOps. We've worked with FitOps for over a year. We're donating money back to them to help train vets to become personal trainers in the fitness industry. And then always just trying to do different things. We have a really cool organization here called Adaptive Training Foundation, right here in Carrollton, Texas, probably about 20 minutes from our warehouse. So we're going out there. We're doing workouts with vets and amputees as well. And it's just, man, it's grounding, man. Like it's it's just a different feeling to go out there and see these guys still, you know, arms missing, legs missing, just still absolutely, you know, beating me in workouts, man. Like just like crushing it still, and just you know, high spirits and just really encouraging everyone else as well. So, man, I go out there and it's just, it's a game changer for me every time I go there. But I try to do as much as I can, man. Anyone who's willing to sacrifice everything to protect their country, I want to make sure that I give back to them. And it really is very similar to football as well. You know, in training camp growing up, you know, Arizona, University of Arizona, we were going out to Fort Huachuca and we're training. You know, that was really when I first got introduced to the military lifestyle. And it was very similar to football. You know, the big difference is they're not making any money compared to the football players, and they're willing to risk their life to protect our country. So everything else is very similar. I mean, the training's right on point, the discipline, the schedule, everything's very similar. So, you know, once I got out there and then did a bunch of events in the NFL as well, I realized, you know, how much they really sacrifice to do the things they do for our country. So I always want to support those people that are willing to do that for our country.
I love it, man. And I do love Arizona. I have a really good buddy out there, Eli Crane, also on Shark Tank, Navy SEAL, small business, started doing bottle breachers or little bottle
openers. Okay, yeah, yeah.
50 caliber, sure. 20 millimeter. They're awesome, man. I'm going to have to get you an ice shaker bottle breacher, man. But Arizona's where it's at, man. I lived out there by Huachuca when my wife went to Intel school back in the day. Oh, man. I love some Arizona, brother. Love it. So, ice shaker, you're doing good, and let's talk, man. What's next? What's the next plan? Are you gonna keep rolling with the ice shaker? Do you have anything planned?
Yeah, man, I'm all in with ice shaker. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on, coming out with 1/2 gallon, 1/4 gallon jugs. So super excited about that. But we're trying to do anything that will help you live a more active and healthy lifestyle. So right now we're sourcing lunch boxes that are more of like a cooler lunch box that. Double compartment, bring it to work. But on the weekends, you could easily bring it to, you know, softball, football, baseball, soccer games, stuff like that as well. And almost like a little cooler that you could bring for your kids as well. So that's something we're tapping into next. But man, everything we do is just, you know, how can we help people live a like active lifestyle? Really, it's mostly based around what I do, man. Every time I'm like, man, I really need like a really cool, like cool backpack or like cooler to bring my lunch in every day. Yeah, I'm like, well, let's make one. I'm sure if I need one, everyone else does.
Exactly. You know, and as you said that, my son works out every night, 13 years old, works out before he goes to sleep, brings a gallon jug of water with him every day. When you brought up a gallon, I'm like, you really do need a gallon. I am drinking like 3 or 4 of these a day. Yep. You just need to hydrate, even if you're not working out. So when you brought up the gallon and 1/2 gallon, I'm like, hell yeah. Everybody out there, take a moment, go check out the Ice Shaker website, because it's not back to this old school black with it's, they do have some like serious designs on it. Like I saw a tie dye one and I'm like, that is awesome, man. And yeah. 36 ounces too. I mean, it's not just the normal size ones anymore. It's really cool, man. It's going.
Yeah. We got a lot of product now at this point. So I think we are up to over 100 SKUs at this point. Just different patterns, colors, bottles as well. So it's just starting to,
do you do custom corporate orders? That's one thing I was going to ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a ton of that now, and it's just becoming bigger and bigger for us. Our other business that my wife started, it was a customization business. So it grew, and it grew super fast because of our ability to turn orders quick. So most of the stuff we were doing same day, and we tried to adopt that model with Ice Shaker. So if you're ordering something like 1,000 bottles or less, we're usually able to turn that in 5 business days or less, unless it's, you know, holiday season, something like that. So order of 100, you know, if you needed it next day, we could probably ship it out the next day for you as well. So we try to turn everything quick, and we're able to really put anything you want on it. So it could be, you know, a corporate logo. It could be a saying. It'd be for an event, employees, customers, really anything you want to do, we can tailor towards that.
Okay. I do have to say this. This is not a paid endorsement by Ice Shaker, but one thing about free swag from corporations and stuff like that is if it's crap, it's like these cheap plastic bottles. People are going to remember your company as a cheap plastic bottle. So if you give them a good product, they're going to remember you. And this is especially all the equipment the corporate gigs out there, like you're going to give a speech, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. It's good to have good swag, really good swag. No offense to anybody out there always sending me these free swag things, but yeah, absolutely.
Man, it's so funny because at some point everyone buys the cheap swag, right? Especially when you start off. And then, you realize like, you buy the cheap shirt. That's just, it doesn't feel good when you wear it. You don't even wear it yourself. Then you're like, man, what was the point of that? I could buy something, maybe it's double the price, but people are going to rock it all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be excited when they get it. They're going to take a picture of it. They're going to post it on social media. They're going to tell the story behind it. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for people to talk, and they're not going to talk about some garbage that you got for them. So if you're going to do it right.
And I'm my friends and everybody send me swag. It's great. But like I ordered some swag once from like one of these companies, and like they always send me pens and everything else. Like every other week, buy more stuff. I'm like, no, I'm never going to buy that. Brother, I know you have a lot going on. I do want to tell everybody, check out Ice Shaker out there. Incredible product. And I love it, man. I really love what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to following you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.